Program number LS-212. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. I saw an interesting arrangement of pictures in a magazine entitled Psychology Today that seemed to typify thousands of lives. First, a father and son are seen standing together, with the father explaining to his son while the young man's eyes are focused somewhere out in the distance, as if staring into empty space. Next, the son is pictured, hand on hips, longer hair, open collar, and a wondering, vacant stare. The father is at a distance with hand outstretched and a confused expression on his face. And over the father's head is the caption, "But I don't understand." The third insert is of the father alone, gropingly asking, reasoning, wondering, and the communication is clear. His hands are significantly blurred, one hardly identifiable as a hand. But the message is clear that this father feels helpless and baffled before today's son. The caption then reads, "We were always so close." Many parents and other adults in the home, schools, and society in general empathize with this father and often despairingly conclude, "But we don't understand. We were always so close." What is necessary to understand a child? A father told me just the other day that the thing he wanted most in this world was for his son to love him. His comment grew out of a conversation in which he was speaking freely of a growing sense of alienation he was experiencing with his son, and he hadn't been able to correct it. He saw the son moving away from him, and his heart ached, but he didn't know what to do. Maybe a look at some things young people want would help us to understand. The things I want to mention grow out of endless hours with serious, concerned young men and women. The list may surprise you. First, I've found that young people want effective leadership. Down deep, many of them realize the complexity of our age and the seriousness of the questions we confront. They would like to believe that somewhere there are people who understand, people who have experienced life and who have met its problems adequately, people who are real and honest, not phonies. They want leaders who can offer exciting examples of meaningful lives that honestly face the critical conditions of our time. They're not much interested in people who constantly deplore life as it's lived today and who continually engage in that hand-wringing exercise that says, "Ain't it awful?" Rather, they want leaders who are not afraid to press into life, into its problems, with some fire. They want leaders who challenge the things that are wrong and who give their lives to doing something about it. And then second, young people want real relationships with people they admire. The generation gap often isn't as wide as we might think. Anyone who's willing to say, "Come along with me," will find more responsive young people than he can direct, if his invitation is to real service that aids those whose lives have been blighted by the mistakes of our times. Third, youth want to participate in life or death matters. This is one of the reasons Jesus is having a lot of appeal today. He called men to come and die. His challenge was tough and exacting, but it was acceptable because his cause was worth it, the cause of love and justice and mercy. I've found that men really aren't afraid to die if they have found something worth dying for. By the same token, young people aren't afraid to live if they have something worth living for. And finally, the present generation wants answers to some basic questions, like, what does it all mean anyway? How can I get rid of my hang-ups? And why do I feel guilty all the time? I'm Landon Saunders. I've found that concerned people who are honest, who are willing to press into life and tackle the problems with real fire, those who say, "Come along with me and we'll struggle together in service to others," I've found that these people can relate to the young. But this is no selfish life. Rather, it's one that's willing to be inconvenience, to run some real risk. But if you want to relate to your child, these are risks you'll have to take. My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.